hunt, camp, and hike with Alaska-proven clothing and equipment, guns, camping gear, GPS, and more. You'll find the perfect gift in one easy stop. When you give a Frontier Outfitters gift card, it can be used in Sentry Hardware and the Woolly Rhino as well. Gift wrapping is free. Your holiday shopping just got easier. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
The following interviews and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning. You have tuned in to Problem Corner on KFAR 660 AM, 97.5 FM. And your guest host this morning is Mike Prox, filling in for David Pruse. And our format today is going to be pretty much open calls. This is the time of year when legislators get invited to all kinds of different groups to hear what their desires are over the, or rather for the next legislative session. And so this is an opportunity for anyone who wants to call in and let me know what's on your mind, and we will go from there. So the number to call is 458-8255. That's 458-TALK if you want to participate in the program, and you will be helping me out. So with that, just to, I guess, kind of bring people up to speed, if you haven't been following the news, the election is still in the works. There's a recount for two of the races that has to be decided. The House then we'll go into the process of organizing for majorities and et cetera. And there's a couple of court cases that have been filed, so it is a bit of a complex situation as far as the organization, and that's about all I can say about that. And then there are a number of problems that we're going to have to address. There's a there's going to be less revenue than was expected. The oil price didn't hold up as we had hoped. I guess hoped from the perspective of the legislature that that involves more money coming into the state, but the prices did not hold up to the degree that was predicted in the fall revenue forecast. And that is just one of the things about the oil industry. It's very volatile. And I am seeing, there we go. I'm sorry. This is, if there was some dead air, I guess I had pressed the wrong button. You have tuned in to Problem Corner on KFAR 660 AM, 97.5 FM. And Mike Prox, I am your guest host this morning. And it's going to be an open line format. We've got some... this is the season for groups to talk to their legislators, and it also should be the season for individuals to talk to their legislators. So we will go along with that format. Again, if you want to participate in the program, it is 458-8255. That's 458-TALK. And as I was saying, the current status, there's a couple of races that are, they're doing a recount down in Juneau for those races as we speak today. We should know the at least preliminary results of that. It'll depend on how many challenges are filed. But there's a couple of races that are still up in the air. And then there's a couple of lawsuits, challenges to the ability of people to serve in the legislature. So that has to be resolved before we're going to end up organizing in the House and deciding who's going to be the leadership of the House. That we just have to wait and see patiently. But in the meantime, we can talk about some of the challenges that will be facing us in the legislature as we go down to Juneau. And that happens, the session starts on the 16th of January. And one of the things is that the oil price has declined from what was anticipated down during the fall revenue forecast. And so there, at this point, we're anticipating less revenue coming in for the next fiscal year than we had thought would be coming in when we adjourned last May. So that will be something to deal with. The demands are still out there for different services. Prices have gone up because of inflation, and we will have some challenges before. So we've got to talk about those, and this is your opportunity to do that. One of the things I was at, just as an example, I was at the at a meeting with the Fairbanks Hospital Board yesterday, and the hospital, as an example, has some real challenges from kind of regulations piling up against other regulations. And the Fairbanks Hospital is a community hospital. They have to take everyone who walks in the door. They have to serve them, whether they have the ability to pay or not, whether you have insurance or you're on some sort of health care plan or not. The hospital has to take you in as a patient. That's a condition of their license to operate. And that leaves them with cash flow problems, which is understandable. That is creating some problems for the hospital. One of the things, a good part of their business is funded through Medicaid and Medicare, two government health care programs. And those programs, by regulation, don't pay the full cost of the of what the hospital charges. I think I have this right. The Medicaid reimbursement is in the neighborhood of 35%, and the Medicare reimbursement is in the neighborhood of only 25%. So that leaves the hospital with a challenge to provide those services at a much reduced payment than, if you will, their normally established prices for services. And that's leaving them with a severe cash flow shortage. That has to be somehow addressed. The hospital, like many other business, almost every business in town, is having trouble recruiting employees. So they're, even if somebody does want to come in and avail themselves of the services, they don't have the employees to provide those services. And that is a growing problem. There are a number of problems that are kind of coming to a head now. We're facing in the legislature kind of a double whammy, that is of the oil revenue less than it was. The earnings from the permanent fund will be less than we expected, and prices will be up for everything. So we've got to face those challenges, and we're certainly open to anyone's suggestions for what they think either could be services reduced or somehow reduce the cost of providing those services. Some of the things that I'm thinking about in the case of the hospitals in particular, the state license medical providers, doctors, nurses, etc. And the state has, there is what they call a multi-state Nursing Licensure Compact. And the state of Alaska is not part of that compact. And I think that they should join the compact because we are running into a difficulty not in just, if somebody does come in and applies for a job or wants to have a job, for instance, as a nurse, there is a 6-week to 2-month process just for the state to process that application. And that creates problems. By the time the review process is all completed, the person applying for the job has found something else that they want to do. That, I believe, can be addressed and should be addressed by the legislature, and we should join the what's called the Multi-State Nurse Licensure Compact. But if you have any thoughts about that, you're certainly welcome to call in and share them. Another problem, this really is, it's showing up in the hospital, a symptom of a problem. As I said, this hospital has to accommodate anyone who comes in needing services for whatever cause. And they are not able to just discharge a patient unless they are assured that that patient has a safe place to go. And that depends on a lot of things. They might need assisted living care or something like that. And there's a shortage of that, again, because of inability for assisted living care providers to find employees to work in those jobs. But the hospital cannot discharge them, so they stay there at the hospital, and they don't have a medical necessity to be there, and so they are not getting reimbursed for that. They have people staying at the hospital that should be somewhere else. The hospital's paying for it, and it's costing everyone else. So with that, I have got about a quarter past the hour, so we've got to take a break and hear from our sponsors, and we will be right back. Stay with us.
On KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Have you ever tried drinking honey through a straw? When it gets cold, and it will, the oil in your vehicle is about the same thickness as honey with your oil pump trying to get that thick goop up to the top of your cold engine. This causes friction and wear on engine parts. A complete winterization like the one offered at Expressway Auto will heat that engine oil, making it flow. You'll get a complete winterization that includes a block heater, transmission pan heater, battery trickle charger, and oil pan heater, all connected with a freeze-proof Arctic-grade cord. Get your car or diesel truck ready for winter at Expressway Auto. Call 888-659-0631. Today and beat the winter rush.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need, but they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center. Call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com. FindOutFree.com.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Find Bridgestone and Cooper tires for every car, truck, motorhome, and SUV you drive. Everything you tow. GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road. Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR. Weather.
A winter weather advisory continues until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Overcast today with daytime highs approaching 14. Northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Lows level off around 0. Overcast skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 0. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM,
and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Okay, and we are back. You're listening to Problem Corner on KFAR, 660 AM, 97.5 FM. And Mike Prox is your guest host this morning, and we are talking about the upcoming legislative session or anything else that you want to talk about, kind of a open call-in format. Change the subject as you see fit. And once again, the number to call is 458-8255. That's 458-TALK. And I was talking in the first segment about the issues facing the hospital. And the Fairbanks Memorial Hospital is really doing quite a good job of trying to respond as good as they can to the challenges that they face. They have started sort of, you might call it an apprenticeship program, where they're trying to recruit from within the community. They're working with the university on that program. So I am really pleased with the effort that the hospital is making to address their situation. But they do need some help. They need some help from the legislature to address some of the challenges that they're facing that really go down to our community. One of the others that I was talking about, they cannot discharge people. We talked about assisted living facilities that are having problems recruiting help for their facilities. Therefore, the hospital doesn't have a place to discharge a patient. And the patient doesn't have a medical need to be there. So there's no way for the hospital to bill for their service, and yet they're not able to discharge that patient. And I guess you would say rightly so. You don't want to just turn somebody out into the cold. But it's a challenge that we have to address. And not directly the hospital's fault, for sure. Another situation that has been developing in the community across the state is the lack of mental health care facilities. In this in particular, there's a place, Family-Centered Services, over on, let's see, I believe it's 30th, that is set up to help adolescents, children and adolescents who are experiencing mental health problems. They, too, are having problems recruiting. That's facing in there. There's also some regulatory barriers for the license for that facility. And they could provide more services if we can resolve some licensure problems with that. So that will be something that we'll be working on, hopefully, in the legislature this year. And we need to be paying attention to that as a community to start recognizing some of the challenges that we face. We have for many decades really have had the luxury of being able to think that somebody else can take care of the problem for us, and that business model of somebody else doing something is starting to come to its logical conclusion, running into some cliffs, if you will. So we got to be paying attention to that. I'm open to ideas that anyone might have that we can relate down to the legislature and begin discussing those with the Department of Health, Department of Family Services, all the different groups that are supposed to be addressing those and addressing some of the problems. So we're going to have to admit that there's some things that we've been doing. We have to make some fundamental changes because where we're going is just leading to a brick wall. So that cheery note, we'll go on to some more. As you've heard lately, the school district is running into a expected revenue shortfall for this year's budget. They have some challenges. The school district has already closed a few schools to try and reduce expenses, and they're still not coming up. And we need to look at some solutions for that. Another, in the same vein as the hospital, the Alaska is running its own teacher certification program. There are national certification programs, and just adopting those national standards, if you will or should reduce the time spent in reviewing a teacher license application and make it easier for those who want to get into the teaching profession or are moving to Alaska to hire on as a teacher. There's a definite need for teachers. There are at least some that want to get into the teaching profession. And again, we have what amounts to a bureaucratic problem of taking a month or two to just process the application, and by that time, somebody moves on to another job. So the legislature has to address problems like this. Because we are short of money, the answer of just throwing money at everything is not going to pan out this year. So that's something to keep in mind as we get into the legislative session and start filing bills, see what the administration has in mind to do, and we'll start having those debates. But do pay attention to those issues for the legislature because it affects all of us. Of course, all of us want to have the PFD, for as an example, and that from the perspective of a legislator, the PFD is just another expense for the state, and it's all money. What goes into the PFD cannot go into something else, and we're going to have to start talking about what we don't want as well as what we do want, and making a case that whatever it is that we do want is more valuable than something else. We're going to be having those discussions, and if you want to get your ideas out there, give me a call. The number to call in is 458-8255, and I'm welcoming any calls. With the schools, an opportunity, the school board is looking for a new superintendent. They're replacing the current, I think she's called the chief executive officer. And that's an interesting thing to think about. The actual, for the position title, superintendent of schools, means somebody who is licensed to evaluate principals and others. There's certifications for that. That position, the other description of more or less the same position, is the chief executive officer. And we need to give our input to the school board. Do we want somebody who is more focused on the business operation of the school district, or more focused on, well, the service delivery is obviously there, but do they have experience in running a large enterprise? The school district is a large business enterprise, and it takes certain skills to be able to manage an enterprise of that scale effectively. And that might be something that we want to suggest that the school board put more emphasis on the qualifications for someone, their ability to manage a large enterprise. And it's a little bit different skill set than just being an educator. On the other hand, somebody has to know about the business of delivering the education service. So that's something we have to think about when the school district, or the school board rather, is hiring a new superintendent. And they have a survey that I encourage everyone to look for. It's on the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District's website. They have a survey of what you think are the qualifications for either a chief executive officer or what we normally think of as a superintendent. They have 31 qualifications listed. The object of the survey is they want citizens to pick out 10 from that list of 30, and which of those 30 do you think are the most important qualifications that the school board should be looking for as they are looking for a school district superintendent. And as I said, that survey is available on the school district's website, and I encourage everyone to go look for that and complete that survey. And you will be one of hopefully hundreds that fill it out, but that is your way. It's an opportunity for you to provide input into the school board and help them make their decision of who they think will be the most qualified person to lead the school district over the next several years. Oh, and I am hearing the music start. That means that the satellite is coming over, and it's going to take over control in just a minute. Remind you that you're listening to KFAR. Mike Prox is your guest host, and it's an open call-in. So if you want to call in and give us your thoughts, do so. Hang on through the news. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Plot to overthrow the government of Germany has been busted after a massive police raid. Fox News' Amy Kellogg has the latest.
It was an operation that involved 3,000 police officers, and the dozens arrested included a judge, a former active member of the military, and a former MP.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin delivered a speech today saying the risk of a nuclear war is rising, and he defended the ongoing war in Ukraine. Solemn remembrances today marking the 81st anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
If Pearl Harbor and September 11th have taught us anything, it is that we need to imagine the unimaginable.
Michelle Chabon spoke at a ceremony in New York. She's the daughter of a Pearl Harbor veteran who has since passed away. She says it's up to new generations now to remember and share the lessons of that day, December 7th, 1941. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports that Steve Guinness will be honored as the Distinguished Citizen of the Year by the Midnight Sun Council of the Boy Scouts of America at a special banquet tonight at the Westmark Hotel. Guinness is the executive director of the Fairbanks Native Association and the traditional chief of Fort Yukon, a post he has held for 14 years. Chief Guinness has served as leader to Alaska Native people and to everyone during the last 40 years of his personal and professional life, said Stephen Smith, a Boy Scout executive. We are the ones honored to recognize him for his accomplishments. Every year, the Boy Scouts honor a community member who has contributed to the betterment of life in the interior. This is the 39th year for the Distinguished Citizen Honor. Guinness has long been recognized as an advocate for self-governance and subsistence rights for Alaska Natives. He has a particular focus on justice, fisheries, self-determination, and recognition of tribal governments. He learned how to be a leader, said Reverend Anna Frank, a respected Alaska Native elder who was on the committee that nominated Guinness.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Total Toyo would like to say happy holidays and to remind you to put your feet up, have a well-deserved rest this Christmas, and let every day of the season be filled with joy and warmth. Happy holidays from Total Toyo.
Snow, bright lights, trees, and sweet treats. It's officially the holiday season, and we wish you nothing but happiness and health into the new year. Happy holidays from everyone here at Last Frontier Media Active. You know, the radio station.
Don't miss Fairbanks Foodies every Saturday at 5:30 on KFAR Radio with your host, David Pruse, discussing everything food in Fairbanks, from awesome recipes to all of your favorite local restaurants. Brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Don't miss Fairbanks Foodies and go to the archives page of KFARradio.com to listen to any past episodes. Fairbanks Foodies, Saturdays at 5:30 on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! This is John Scherzer from the Westmark Hotel and Conference Center, letting you know that Santa Ana's elves will be at the Westmark Hotel on Christmas Day serving holiday curbside meals to go. The menu includes slow-roasted prime rib, au jus, Caesar salad, mashed potatoes, vegetables, roll, and dessert. All that for $49 inclusive for adults and $29 for children. Pickup times are between 11:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. on December 25th. Our curbside always sells out, so be sure to call today and make reservations. The number is 459-7739. Don't forget to ask about our add-ons. That's Christmas curbside meals at the Westmark Fairbanks Hotel and Conference Center. The number again is 459-7739. I hope to see you on Christmas Day. From everybody at the Westmark, we would like to say, Happy Holidays!
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Okay, thank you for staying with us. You're listening to Problem Corner on KFAR, 660 AM, 97.5 FM. Your guest host this morning is Mike Prox, filling in for David Pruse, and we're just kind of having an open call-in program. If you want to participate, have something on your mind that you think everybody should know about, give us a call. The number is 458-8255. That's 458-TALK. And I have been talking a bit about what's coming up in the legislature, what we will be dealing with when we get down there. January the 16th is when the legislative session specifically starts, and just the number of things that we have to address. And there we go. We have a phone call. Let's go to the phone. Good morning. You're on Problem Corner. And who am I speaking with, please? Good morning. You're on Problem Corner. Go ahead. And we have another button that we have not pushed correctly. This is a problem with hiring amateurs. You should hire amateurs because they're fun to watch. It's fun to watch them struggle. I am sorry we don't have the right connections. So let me sort that out, and we'll try and get back to the phones after that. If you want to hang on while we go through that. Not sure what went wrong there. Well, sorry on that. Let me try another one. Good morning, you're on Problem Corner. Is this working? It is not. Well, fiddlesticks. Now it looks like I have a solo act today. I am sorry. I apologize. I'm not quite sure what is not working correctly on this board. Well, anyway, I guess with that, we will have to move on. The legislature, we talked a bit about the challenges, medical challenges that we're facing as a state. And we talked a little bit about the school district, the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District in particular, but there are statewide challenges that we have to address in the delivery of the education service. And in the health and social services realm, if you recall, that department, the Health and Social Services Department, was split last year, starting as of the start of this fiscal year. Last July, it was divided into two departments, Health, the Department of Health, and the Department of Family Services. And we will get a report from them. Hopefully, that has addressed some of the problems in just managing such a huge department. They split that. One of the rationales for that, to explain that a little bit to people, was that when it was one big department, there was a communication problem between or within the department because of the HIPAA laws, health insurance privacy protection, I believe is what that's called. They were not able to share information effectively between different divisions within the department. And by splitting off the family services, there are fewer restrictions on, if you will, sharing information within the different divisions. I'm hoping that that will help out quite a bit, because we have a ways to go with managing the cost side on health. And I guess I should bring that out. Primarily, the health department is managing payments to different health service providers. The state does not run its own hospital. The state does not provide health services per se. They are effectively contracting with other agencies, the hospitals, different medical services providers, mental health service. There's quite a list of them, but the state is just managing the funding and setting the standards and the rules for those agencies. Whereas in family services, the state is much more engaged in providing the service. For instance, the Office of Child Services is a division, a service, I guess you could call it that, provided by the, directly by the state. State employees are handling cases, if there has been cases of child abuse or neglect, whatever, those go to the Office of Child Services, and the state interfaces with the people needing the services. That is well known, that provides or presents some challenges. Rather, the hope is that just improving communications within the division will help alleviate some of that problem. But I think that there are some challenges there that probably are going to need legislative involvement. Now, we will find out how much the Family Services Department has improved their services, which hopefully they have, over the last, what will be 6 months by the time January rolls around. We'll have to look at how they are doing, and then possibly some changes that might be needed to implement to hopefully make that work better, because that is really a difficult problem for anybody to deal with. When there are family problems, generally there isn't an easy answer to these problems. It's very difficult for the people working in the department to just be involved with those kind of issues, and they need support, but they also need direction and oversight, because they operate at the direction of the legislature. So that will be something that I'm certainly going to be involved with when I get down to Juneau, and we'll see what happens with that. The other part of that, there's the state runs adult protective services, and that might be somebody that is experiencing mental health problems or what have you, or just not in a situation where they're being, or they are in a situation where they're being taken advantage of or abused by someone else, and the state steps in and tries to offer services for people that need that protection. And that is a real problem that happens. Those things happen. And then you get into the challenge of running something by regulation, and so that will require some oversight. We'll be looking into that as well. The other, there's all departments need oversight. That's our basic function of the legislature, is to provide oversight and guidance to the individual departments, and they are there in the executive branch. It's important to remember they are supposed to be following rules. And sometimes that is not real apparent to the public. I get quite a few calls from people that think I can jump in, or a legislator, if you will, can jump in and intervene in individual problems. We cannot do that, and we shouldn't, because we don't have the experience to deal with individual problems. What we focus on is the department following the correct procedures, and has the person calling us, have they made contact with the right department? So we do those sort of things. If you're having challenges with the state, certainly do give us a call. We need to know about that. We might not be able to do exactly what you want to do, but we can help you find the right person to talk to within the administration that should be able to address the situation that you're facing. Just a lesson on how government works. There is, now, in state notices, I'm sorry, I don't have the specific web address, but the court system, actually, it's within the courts. They are addressing potential changes to the court rules governing child support settlements. There's a proposal out there to modify those rules that govern how the courts decide who should pay what as far as child services. And if you have gone through that, and you know, a number of people have, I have not heard a case where everybody's completely satisfied. I have not had direct experience with that, fortunately. Thank you to my bride, my understanding bride. But those that have, if you have dealt with child custody, child support issues, there is an opportunity to provide feedback. I believe that's open until the 12th of December. So just a few days, but there are a few days. And if you can go to the website and find the avenue to, or the link to provide comments, do provide your comments directly to that link, then they will be counted. If not, give me a call. I'm happy to find that for you and help you connect to the right spot to make those public comments. My number, if you want to contact me as a legislator, is 407-451-2721. There we go. Or you can call my cell phone. My cell phone number is 907-378-5667. Happy to help you out, but we do need citizen comments for that. This is an opportunity to make that work better. As I said before, there's also an opportunity to provide input to the school district for the school board selection process. And again, we are coming up quarter to the hour. We've got to take a break now to hear from some of our sponsors, and we will be right back, so please stay with us.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. But more specifically, let it snow 3 or more inches on Christmas Eve, and Renewal by Anderson will give you free replacement windows. This is Chris Dunn, the local owner, and with this year's wet winter forecast, we expect to give away a lot of free windows. Make your appointment and purchase before December 16th. And if it snows 3 or more inches on Christmas Eve in Anchorage, all the windows you purchased will be free. But if we don't get snow, you'll still save $379 on windows and save $579 on patio doors. And with our Smart Pay programs, don't pay anything for a year. With Renewal by Anderson, get your windows for free if it snows on Christmas Eve. Make your appointment and purchase before December 16th. Call Renewal by Anderson, 885-3100. 885-3100. That's 885-3100. Visit snowywindows.com for terms and details.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs. Starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. And then Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. Followed by the Combos Outdoor Show at 12:30. And later, it's Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30 p.m. All shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
McKinley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine provides the highest quality of orthopedic surgical and non-surgical care for patients. From elite athletes to weekend warriors, pediatric care, or young athletic adults to aging athletes that don't want to slow down, all patients benefit from McKinley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine's expertise. The goal is to get you back in the game, whether that means sport, work, or simply everyday life. The entire staff is dedicated to serving patients in a professional, efficient, and compassionate manner. McKinley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine on Geist Road, just off of University Avenue.
Weather brought to you by Vitus Energy. Vitus Energy was born in Alaska. Vitus Energy provides superior service and very competitive pricing. Find them on Facebook or see them online at vitus-energy.com.
KFAR Weather.
The winter weather advisory continues until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 16. Northerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight. Lows dip down to about zero. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to about zero. That's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Eric Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM. And streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Okay, we are back. Thank you for staying with us. You're listening to Problem Corner on KFAR, 660 AM, 97.5 FM. Mike Prox is your guest host this morning, and was going to be an open line. I apologize. There is something I am not understanding about the phone, so I am not able to take phone calls today. So I'll just have to give you a little bit of information of what's going on anticipated in the legislature and local issues that we have been that are brewing, if you will. But the other thing we should talk about, some happier things, there are a number of bazaars. And if you haven't done your Christmas shopping yet and you want to have a really fun way to get some real special gifts, take a look at the bazaars that are going around town. Lots of really talented local artists and craftspersons, and some really good gifts, everything from custom Christmas cards to some really excellent artwork that is available at these bazaars. So if you haven't taken the opportunity to go see the different bazaars around town during this season, I encourage you to do that. It's a great way to take care of your Christmas shopping list, and you're helping out some local artists, local craftsmen, local businesses, and doing a great service for the community, and I'm sure they will appreciate it as well. Specifically, the one I know about is the North Pole Chamber of Commerce is having their Winterfest. That's going to be this Saturday at the North Pole Plaza Mall, and you can go to the Chambers, North Pole Chambers page on Facebook and get the details for that. There's going to be some fireworks and plenty of vendors. That should be a good time. But there's many others that are around. I encourage you to go check Fairbanks Bazaars on the internet, and that'll take you to a page. You'll find some. There's if you get an advertisement for one, hear about it, take advantage of it. Go out of your way a little bit, break your habit, and do your Christmas shopping locally, and you'll be glad that you did. All right, let's see. So back, legislature. The legislature meets. We go down to Juneau the session starts at any rate on the 16th of January. We'll be down there for sure for 90 days. We get kicked out by the Constitution if we're down there more than 20 days, but I expect that it'll probably take 120 days. But there are opportunities to pay close attention to what the legislature is doing. We have a legislative webpage, Alaska, if you just Alaska State Legislature, enter that, that'll bring up our webpage. Each representative has contact information from that page. You can find out how to talk to either your representative or the state senator that represents you. Give them your thoughts. We need thoughts. We need more thoughts from individuals. Individual Alaskans need to talk to us more than we need more calls from them than we are getting. We get a lot of different groups, and that's fine, but we need to hear more from individual Alaskans. So go to the Alaska State Legislature, and you will find the contact information for your representative or your senator on that page. And it is kind of important. It's more effective to talk to your legislator rather than to all legislators. Your representative pays more attention to you than if they are representing some other district. So take the time, establish contact. If you haven't and you have something that is on your mind, let your representative know. That's the only way that we can really help you. Otherwise, we're just guessing, and sometimes we guess wrong. So go to the Alaska State Legislature webpage. You can find your legislators there. If you have a specific bill that you want to follow, you can find those bills off of that webpage as well. Just go to bills. There's a link there. And find out what's going on. You can track the progress of a bill that you're interested in. You can find out if it is being held, or if it is being heard, rather, in a committee. You can find out when it's supposed to be heard. And then keep on top of that and stay informed, stay engaged. It is a participatory sport, and it only works if we are all paying attention and if we are in contact with our representatives. We don't always get everything we want. In the words of that great English philosopher Mick Jagger, you can't always get what you want, but if you try sometime, you can get what you need. So operating under that philosophy, maintain contact and let us hear from you. That's the only way that this system is going to work. Another detail. A lot of people were concerned, certainly rightfully so, about the ranked choice voting. That was how the most recent election was conducted. There was a lot of confusion about that. A number of people were upset about it. And so there's an outfit called Alaskans for Honest Elections have started an initiative to repeal that ranked choice voting, the provisions of ranked choice voting. You can go to their website, Alaskans for Honest Elections, if you're interested in that, want to sign up as a sponsor to circulate petitions and collect signatures. And in order to get that on the ballot, they have to collect 10% of the total votes cast across the state in this last general election, and the other provision is within that 10%, there has to be at least 7% from 3/4 of the districts around the state. So that's quite an effort to get an initiative on the ballot, but there is an opportunity if you want to see the ranked choice voting repealed, go back to what was in place before that initiative took effect. You have an opportunity to do that, sign on, become a sponsor for that petition, and we'll see what happens with that. The timeline, they did file the application for the petition. That gets filed with the Lieutenant Governor's Office, and the Lieutenant Governor's Office has 60 days to review that petition as to proper form, enough sponsors, details like that. Then they send out the petition itself, and the committee can start gathering signatures, and those have to be collected within a year of the approval of the petition. So that's coming up. If you're interested in that, go to the Alaskans for Honest Elections webpage, and you can sign up and participate in promoting that. Hopefully, my hope is that the legislature will address that issue, address ranked choice voting and voter integrity, etc. But we heard from Senator Stevens, who apparently will be the incoming president of the Senate, that he doesn't think the legislature will address that. Well, we might have to do something to persuade them to at least address it. The legislature needs to at least address that and hear the people on problems we have. Or if you think that's a good idea, if you think ranked choice voting is the way to go, well, the legislature needs to hear that. So hopefully that will be before the legislature. And if you want to participate directly in that, go to Alaskans for Honest Elections and sign up for the page. And now I hear the music in the background. That means the satellite is approaching. It's going to take over at the top of the hour. And I thank you for listening in on the program today. And be sure and tune in tomorrow and every weekday from 11 to noon, KFAR Problem Corner. And thank you for joining us.
Your voice, your station. This is KFAR Radio, Fairbanks, the heartbeat of Alaska.
December's moving fast on Capitol Hill. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Congress has 9 days left. administration also looks ahead to January, when Republicans take over the House.
This past almost 2 years, there were more than 200 pieces of legislation that the president signed into law that were bipartisan.
Frontier Glass wants to wish you goodwill. And
you drive in a whole new world of possibilities with a Cooper Discoverer AT3 family of tires from GCR Tires and Service. Redefine the limits. The Cooper AT3 is aggressive and tough on